This is the Monolith Money Show podcast with Jeff Mitchell and Camille Butterfield of Monolith Financial Group. If you have questions about anything you hear on the podcast, go to their website at monolithfinancial.com. Fewer than one in four Americans think that their current retirement lifestyle aligns with what they had planned their retirement to be. Fewer than one in four, okay? So that means it's one thing to dream about your retirement, but it's another thing to actually live in retirement every single day. Jeff, you've seen it all. Tell us your reaction here.
Well, and I'm kind of going through it at this point. You know, at my age, Rochelle and I are looking at not working as hard. So you start looking at the things that you want to do, and there's a clock. It's interesting because at 66 or 67, you're looking at, well, maybe I got a good 10 years left.
Yeah.
Well, that might be pushing it, right?
I know. I hate thinking that way.
But you're looking at it going, I look at a lot of our clients, and when you get to be 77 years old, you're slowing down. You're not as active. Mm-hmm. So why not really concentrate on enjoying life while you can enjoy it? And that's one of the biggest things. A year and a half ago, I had a hip replacement.
Yep.
Well, it was a good thing, but it knocked me out for about 3 months of not being able to travel and get around and stuff like that. I'm looking at maybe getting the next other hip done.
Oh, so, no. You know,
that's another 3 months.
Man.
Yes, he will
yes,
be.
Yes,
yep.
Yeah. So it's a matter of, hey, life throws you curves all the time. It's being able to adapt to them and go forward. And the biggest thing that we talk about is actually having a written plan to go by. I'll bet you 1 out of 4 Americans have a plan. 3 out of 4 don't even have a plan.
Right.
So how can you actually retire and enjoy life without knowing kind of the outcome? And that's what we're here to, is help you get through retirement knowing that you're going to be able to enjoy these years.
Guys, there's this professor from the University of Kansas. He taught actually about what we talk about every single week on our show, aging and retirement. He wrote about his own transition into retirement in the Wall Street Journal. And he admitted that, you know, while it's one thing to know intellectually what's going to happen in retirement, living through it is another thing altogether. And I know, Jeff, you've seen this with your retirees.
And also, one thing we've seen a lot with retirees is, oh, now that all of a sudden they decide to move somewhere, right?
Yeah. You know?
And so you're retired, you got your house all put together, but now, like Rochelle and I, we've moved to a house in South Carolina. So I fly back and forth about 15 times a year. That's a whole different lifestyle than
yeah.
I was, you know, 2 years ago. But life changes, and most of the time, it's for the better, and that's what we want to make sure is, as your life changes, you could be in Arizona, you could be in South Carolina, you could be in Florida, you could be any of those places, and we still can work together building your plan. It's really about the communication that we have with our clients and the ability to just keep in touch with them. You people out there listening right now, I'm talking to you whenever you call in. I have a phone in both places mm-hmm. that I can talk to the clients and talk to the office, and we can get things done for you.
Yeah.
It's really about having Monolith Financial Group that's out there available to take care of you wherever you go.
And, you know, one of the biggest things, especially with that transition, is I always say, give yourself permission to have the time to adjust. It is a big lifestyle change. You're used to waking up at a certain time every day, getting ready for work. You know, we have some clients, it takes them 6 months to a year to adjust to retirement. I have other clients that were so ready to retire that the next day that they had officially stopped working, they were fully into retirement. So I always say, give yourself the permission to kind of navigate this new lifestyle, but enjoy it. So it is a time to slow down, but it's also a time to speed up a little bit and just now enjoy life, because now you're no longer having to clock in and clock out. You get to make your own rules. So enjoy that time.
Exactly. So, you know, I mentioned Dr. Eckert, who wrote about his time in retirement in the Wall Street Journal. We spoke with him when he was 2 years into his retirement, and he said really one of the biggest surprises he found was just how he felt about his use of time. So here's what he said.
In my case, I was a professor, and I had to teach these classes, and I had to attend these meetings, and in other words, meet these time commitments. But really, the relaxation came from taking pressure off of myself. In order to have, as many people do, a successful career, you put pressure on yourself to attempt things and try things and learn things and you know, go for opportunities. And when I no longer had to do that, that was the thing that really, really relaxed me. It doesn't matter now what time in the morning I start my walk or what time in the afternoon I decide to finish the crossword puzzle. Mm-hmm. The time is much less a pressing thing for me.
Yeah, I think that sounds awesome. I kind of can't wait for that someday, you know, to not be rushing around.
Yeah, I absolutely love that. And, you know, I spoke a little bit too soon. I just said the same thing, you know.
Yeah, you said it perfect.
Yeah, give yourself that permission to go ahead and relax and enjoy some of the time off, you know. Wake up a little bit later, go to bed a little bit later, you know, whatever it is, just do it at your own stride and understand that everyone's retirement and getting into that initial phase is going to look different. One of my favorite things is when we do have our client families retire, we always give them this fun little mug that's aww, basically, you know, what I've waited my whole life for, retirement.
Aww.
And then so many people, they're used to carrying around business cards. So I'm like, so to make the transition a little bit easier, we won't take away everything. Here's some new business cards. And it says retired across it.
Uh-huh.
And then it says, ask somebody else, no business, no deadlines, no phone, no email, time, Monday through Sunday, not my problem.
I love it,
and
Camille. That's
fun, guys. I absolutely just love it because, you know, that is the reality of it. You know, so many people are like, oh, well now, you know, I need to go and do. And it's like, you don't. The one thing I will say though, is keep your mind active, keep your body active. Mm-hmm. We've seen time and time again that unfortunately when you start not being as active physically or mentally, that's when a lot of things start to slow down. So we always encourage our clients, you know, go out and do those things, you know, that bucket list you've always had. Go out and start doing those. Check them off. Now's the time. And trust us, you'll be so happy you did and you didn't wait, because none of us know what our health is going to be like a year from now or anything like that. So enjoy it now. So if you want help getting yourself that comfortable and confident idea of what your retirement can look like, and to know that, you know, you can go on these trips, you can go spend more time with your family that lives across the country, whatever it is you want to do, give us a call, 916-367-6430. Our mission is to listen to you to create a retirement that fits you and your plans. It's all about you.
And we thank you so much for joining us. You're listening to the Monolith Money Show. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. You know, how we plan to spend our time doesn't really seem like something you need to share with a financial advisor, really. But Camille, tell us why that is something you would want to know about.
Well, number one thing I'm just going to say is we treat our clients like family. So we want to know what's going on in your lives. You know, we have clients all the time. We're talking about their grandkids. We're talking about the trips that they went on. You know, they talk to us about maybe some marital problems that are going through or challenges with their kids. That helps us plan and understand what's going on in your life, because that is very, very important to continuing to assess your plan and make those changes if we need to make changes.
Well, Camille, how else can we actually put together a plan for clients without knowing about them and basically, you know, what they want to do, what their wants, needs, you know, all that is. We just can't say, oh, well, we're going to make your money grow for you. Well, we're going to make your money do what you want it to do over your retirement, and we're going to help you through that. So it's really, you know, the strategies and ideas that we put together come from our clients. And then we go ahead and use our tools that we have to help them put together that plan, which is the Monolith Money Map.
So everyone listening, we've talked a lot about the Monolith Money Map and having a plan. So let's quickly talk about what that actually looks like. What this is it goes ahead and takes the purpose of your money and defines it for a certain goal for you to achieve. If it's you need more income, if you want to pay less to the IRS, it's all about putting these key topics in your retirement plan all together and making sure that holistically they work together. The number one thing we're going to start with is we're going to make sure that you have an income plan, because you can't retire without income. So let's find out where it's coming from. Let's look at potentially how taxable it's going to be. So what do you actually get to spend in your pocket, right? We're going to talk about how to make your plan maybe more tax efficient. We're going to look at risk mitigation. How risky do you actually need to be to continue living the lifestyle you want? And then we're also going to be talking about legacy planning. If you want to leave someone to someone someday, how do you go about doing that? Or if you have money left over, then how do we make sure that that is preserved and passed on correctly? We're also going to look at healthcare costs. Do you have a plan for long-term care? We'll look at Medicare for you and help you navigate that Medicare maze. And then, like I had mentioned earlier, we're also going to look at that tax efficiency for you. So there's those five key areas that we're going to make sure all works together to give you a plan that works for you. Give us a call, 916-367-6430, and let's start working on your personalized Monolith Money Map.
Actually, fewer than one in four Americans think that their retirement actually aligns with their dreams, okay? So as we're discussing today, it's kind of one thing to dream about retirement, and yet it's another thing to live in retirement every day. So I want to kind of move to this, Jeff, which is kind of funny because, you know, sometimes one of them, usually it's the wife, has been at home maybe, okay? And then now all of a sudden the spouse is going to retire too, and then they're both there. You know, what happens, you know, when we have to learn how to spend our time together in retirement? Do you ever see that?
Oh, that's very interesting. And I have some very interesting stories about that. One of my really good buddies that I used to play a lot of golf with, and his parents in their 80s, you know, were retired. And she's like, oh, I'll just call him Fred. I'm going to divorce Fred. And they've been married for like, 60 years, you know?
Oh my goodness.
And it's like, why? And it's because he just sits around all day and it bugs me.
Well, pump the brakes. Don't get a divorce.
Kind of like, what?
Oh my God. And he bugs me. Well, yeah, I mean, we do get on each other's nerves, but, you know, just figure it out.
Yeah, but, and then, you know, usually what happens is your honey-do list actually gets pretty large when you go to retire.
Yeah.
So you have to make time for that. Mm-hmm. Rochelle and I spend a lot of time together, and I just really enjoy being with her.
I
believe she does really enjoy just being with me. We're best friends.
And right.
We have the same likes, which is kind of nice to do. So yep. The other thing, though, I see is having outside projects and having outside things to do. Mm. Good friends of ours, couples, she plays cards a lot. He likes football a lot, you know. So they have their outside areas that they do. I know so many couples that, you know, one of them golfs and the other one doesn't golf. So it's really about, you know, you're going to be retired together, but it doesn't mean you have to spend every minute together.
Right? Exactly. Right. That's so
we all
true.
Need our personal time.
Yeah,
sometimes.
We do. We kind of need our me time. I believe that even now, you know. Yeah, that's good. So Jeff and Camille, you guys do deal with couples all the time. How important is it to have, you know, a lot of communication with them about everyone's, both of their expectations and goals for retirement?
Well, that's one of the fun things that we do, right, Camille, is when we talk about doing a budget. And so we have them put together a budget, not to keep them, you know, this is all you can spend, but to kind of get an idea of what they're spending on. And then we get to the point where it's like, well, wait a minute. Our plan shows that you've got an extra $300,000 when you're 80 years old. Shouldn't you be spending it earlier on? And it's amazing how they light up and start thinking about, you know, what they're going to do. I can just remember a couple of ours that sat and came in after 2 or 3 years of retirement and said, okay, we want to spend this money we have sitting here in this account. It's $200,000. We want to go and do stuff for the next 10 years. So we put $20,000 a year into their spending plan to just go do whatever they want to do, because they had that money sitting there and they didn't know what they're going to do with it. And so with us constantly saying to them, enjoy it, spend it, it's your money, it, you know, you saved it, they finally went, light bulb came on and said, yeah, let's go spend it and have a great time.
Yeah, sometimes it's funny, we'll get, you know, the spender and the saver in the room, or we still have a lot of couples that they've got, you know, his and hers and ours accounts.
Oh, yeah.
And all of that is part of why we always say, you know, our first visit, we're just going to get to know you. You know, we just want to know, you know, where, what makes you happy? You know, what are some of your fears? What are your goals in retirement? You know, we spend a lot of time asking some of these questions because we really want to understand both of you. Because it is, as you start out, a plan for both of you. But then it's also really important to understand, you know, how you want your plan to look like if somewhere down the road, you know, it's only one of you too. So we have to plan for that, and we have to understand, okay, you may have one person that is more of the gambler and loves to risk, you know, money and loves to play in the stock market. And we've got another one, when it comes to her money, you know, they may say, I don't want any risk at all. So that is a lot of our conversations, and that's really what helps us plan to create a Monolith Money Map that fits you, not us, but you.
And that Monolith Money Map can, you know, it includes income, investment strategies, healthcare, tax strategies, estate planning. You can get this. This is what they want to help you with. They, Jeff and Camille, want to listen to your retirement dreams and help turn them into reality. And the way to do that is by creating this map. This is what they do for couples and individuals, I do want to say. So that way you can have a really good perspective on your entire income picture, everything that you need to cover in retirement. 916-367-6430 is the number to call. You guys, you can start with a 15-minute phone conversation if you want to do that, okay? Just start with that, and then get on their calendar, go in and see them. Who knows? You might be able to find out you can retire early. You might be able to figure out how you can save on taxes. 916-367-6430. And we are so happy you joined us today. This is the Monolith Money Show with father-daughter legacy team Jeff and Camille of Monolith Financial Group. All right, so there are some big differences in helping single people, you know, than helping a couple. What are the differences in those things?
Well, one of the big things, Luann, is, you know, with a single person, unless they get married again or get somebody else in their life, they've got one income, they've got one Social Security, they've got one house, they've got, mm-hmm. you know, one of things.
Right.
With a couple, a lot of times you have two Social Securities, you might have two pensions, you might have two sets of kids. There's just a lot of things that can go on there. And then what happens if you're a couple? What happens if you lose your spouse? Well, now all of a sudden you might lose a Social Security, right? You're going to maybe lose a pension. You're going to be in a different tax bracket because now you're filing single. All of these things we put into your plan. Now, we're not killing you off 10 years down the road or so, but we're just putting it in the plan so you understand if something were to happen, we're here to help you. And we're here to make sure that if now all of a sudden you're single, you know, you're filing single, you're now in a different tax bracket. I got to tell you, you're in a different travel mode a lot of times, mm-hmm. because, you know, you look forward to traveling with that person and enjoying that time together. So it's really important that we look at that as part of a plan for a couple, that if a spouse, you lose one, what's going to happen to the one that's left over?
Yeah, right. Okay. And, you know, like we're talking about, women statistically outlive men by about 6 years. So a lot of times it's the wives that are going to outlive their husbands. Now, not in my parents' case. In my parents' case, it was the other way around. My mother passed at 70, way too young. And then my dad lived another 12 years. But you know, just talk about how the women sometimes are left behind and how that fact comes into play during retirement planning.
Yeah, so a big part of that is also looking at when it's just one of them left. You know, were they the caregiver? Because a lot of times we look and we go, okay, if you were having to take care of your spouse, you know, or your husband in this case, you know, that can really affect you health-wise sometimes too. Most of our plans include, specifically if we are talking about single women, we want to make sure that they have a long-term care plan, because you may not have kids that are there to take care of you. Or we had one woman where unfortunately she lost her husband and they had planned to go on a lot of travel, and her entire retirement picture shifted. She now has that long-term care plan, so she knows that her son doesn't have to take care of her. But she also moved from California to New York, and her son decided to live with her, and they're so happy. So it all depends on the situation, the scenario, the age at which, unfortunately, you are now a widower. But that's the great part about being with a team like Monolith Financial Group, is we can help navigate those uncertainties for you and collectively create a new plan. It's not the end of your life, it's just a new beginning. So that's one of the biggest things. And you know, sometimes we invest a little bit differently, because I'm just gonna say, most women are a little bit maybe more fearful of some risk, or they've just gotten to that point where they're going, hey, I want more consistency. I need something to lean on. And so that's where a lot of times our retirement plans may shift a little bit. But you got to have that plan first. So I know a lot of you are worried that you maybe haven't saved enough, or that you won't even be able to retire. I know most of you don't have a written financial plan. And a written financial plan, like the Monolith Money Map, can help you feel more financially stable. So if you don't have one, or if you have one but you're still a little bit worried, I'm gonna encourage you to go ahead and set up some time, a 15-minute retirement-ready phone call with Jeff or myself, so that we can start looking at your retirement plan, because our goal is to get you to feel comfortable and feel confident in your retirement plan. Give us a call, 916-367-6430. You can also text the word schedule, and you'll be getting a link directly to our calendars, so that we won't waste any time. Let's get you on the calendar and let's start planning for a wonderful retirement that gives you confidence and comfort throughout the rest of your life.
This has been the Monolith Money Show podcast. You can hear the complete edition of the Monolith Money Show every Saturday. And to find out more about the team, visit their website anytime at monolithfinancial.com.
Investment advisory products and services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products are offered through the insurance business Monolith Financial Group Incorporated. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual's situation. Monolith Financial Group Incorporated is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. The firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Monolith Financial Group Incorporated.